Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The only levity I have is that there was a moment, not quite like the Giant game, but there was a moment down 10-3 as they're driving the football mid-second quarter where I'm like, all right, we got a game. I don't think we're going to win, but we have a football game.
But you go score in any capacity, even a field goal.
Yeah.
You're in this thing right now.
It's a 10-6 game.
100%. And it's just a matter of time before you take advantage of a porous Dallas Cowboys secondary.
Absolutely. And I was screaming at my TV, more Breece Hall, more Breece Hall, more Breece Hall. And Breece Hall was getting the football. He had another big run. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Sam Williams forced a fumble. And everything changed. And it was like letting go of the rope because that fumble was bad and it was deflating. Yeah. But it shouldn't have ended the game. It's 10-3. It didn't mean that the Jets were then going to have to allow the Cowboys to go 91 yards for a touchdown. It didn't mean that their offense was going to have to go get three and out. And it didn't mean that Javonte Williams was going to march down the field for a 75-yard run. I mean, the Cowboys scored 14 points in answer to the Breece Hall fumble.
Well, they scored 14 points because literally run the clock out before halftime, the Jets give up a 70-something yard run.
I don't even think they were trying to run the clock out. The problem was Justin Fields missed. I think it was, I forget who was open, one of his receivers.
Yeah.
And then they ran again on second down or tried to throw on second down. He got sacked because the guy holds the ball for an hour and a half.
Well, he's trying to make a play. I can get that.
Dude, he holds the ball way too long.
Of course
it's
he
what
does.
People said, and it's true. Now I'm watching it, and it's like, yeah, you're right.
Well, the reason he does that is because he's unsure of what he's supposed to do with the ball, right? Where he's supposed to go. And I think once you start second guessing in that position, then you're dead. So what he should do, which is what he did 3 years ago in Chicago, I'm forgetting now the years, when he rushed for 1,000 yards, was, all right, that's not there. Let me give a cursory look to two. I'm out.
Yes.
I'm gonna go run.
Yes.
And it sucks because it like makes everything off schedule. Your receivers start to get frustrated, but at least you're not giving up -8.
Right, and you can be productive and maybe march down the field. And in that situation, like you're already down 17-3, at least if you put a drive together where you run the clock out, all right, it's 17-3 going into the half. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's a three and out, and then three plays later, they're scoring another touchdown.
Right.
They literally let go of the rope. It was very discouraging because for the first 17 minutes of this game, they're in it, and they're moving the ball well down the field. They couldn't stop the run. It was the same thing as the Miami game. They couldn't stop the run. And then all of a sudden, like one bad thing happens, and it spirals out of control, and it becomes an unmitigated disaster. And then you throw in the fact that it's filled with Cowboy fans. Jerry Jones is giving Jet fans the middle finger.
Yep.
They're chanting MVP. It's like about a Brooklyn Nets game with everybody rooting for the opponent. And it just sucked.
Yeah.
And here we are.
No, you're right.
They suck. Everything sucks about them. Like, literally.
I mean, it's 0-5. It's hard to find anything positive. If I had to think of a positive for the Jets, it would only be their run game with Breece Hall is pretty stout.
Until someone fumbles.
Until they turn it over.
Yeah.
But what else is there to look at and say, this is great? I guess Garrett Wilson is still having a decent start to this season, but it's not impactful. It's kind of like Aaron Judge, you know, hitting singles and maybe a double here or there in the postseason. It feels non-impactful.
I'll give you a positive, Tiki.
What's
Here's
that?
The positive. All right? And
Aaron Glenn cut another kick returner?
No, that's not the... Trust me, there's no positive related to this head coach until something positive happens. The only positive is, as a Jet fan, you're becoming so used to this that your stomach is going to hurt a little bit less on Sunday.
Same old Jets.
Like, you become so used to the fact that you root for a decrepit, disgusting franchise that's non-competitive by
you
most fourth quarters.
About it.
Yeah, like, I'll take you through at least me, and we'll talk to Joe in a half hour. I was mad at the end of the first half. I was. I was mad when Breece Hall fumbled. I was mad when Javonte Williams pranced into the end zone. I was mad when they were called for 13 more penalties. I was mad when, you know, Jake Ferguson's dancing in the end zone wide open, no one near him. I was mad. And then at halftime, I started to realize, what am I doing? Like, why am I even mad at this garbage? Like, what am I mad at? Right. It's like being mad at myself when I play basketball with my kids that I didn't make the NBA. What am I mad at? I never had a shot to make the NBA. Like, why would I be mad about that? And that's like watching a Jeff football game. Why would I be mad? They're not an NFL team. They're horribly coached. They have terrible talent. They have the worst owner in the world. Like, can the president do me a favor and send him somewhere? Make him the ambassador to, you know, Antarctica for all I care.
Timbuktu.
Get him out.
That's a good one.
But they're just such a terrible franchise that, like, I heard BT say that he's losing interest in caring, and a lot of Jet fans are saying that.
I'm not
fully there yet, but I'm there in the second half. That's where I'm at. Like, in the second half, I just look around like, oh, God,
all right, I got a big question for you.
Yeah.
Maybe the most important question I'm going to ever ask you. Do you regret buying season tickets?
No, I'm going with Jet in 2 weeks. My son, Jet. What a name.
Are you going to keep going?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep selling?
Yeah. No, I'm going to go.
What'd you do with the tickets this week?
Well, this I sold.
Oh, yeah.
That's because the Cowboys came in and they actually, people are dumb enough to give me money. But when they play the Carolina Panthers, I'm going to go.
I mean, the Panthers, they're not horrible.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going because they're horrible. I'm saying because I want to go and hopefully be entertained.
At least watch one game.
Well, I'm going to have the right attitude when I bring my kids. I'm just going to explain to them, this is how you don't want to play football, and it can't get worse than this.
Right. What if
What if
they become Carolina Panthers fans?
Then I'm not worried. I had a talk with my son.
This is different. This is not baseball. Baseball, I think they're infallible. They're not changing and moving from being Met fans. What if, I mean, the Jets aren't good.
Well, I had a conversation. I was at the bus stop this morning. My neighbor lost his son to the Giants. I don't know if I mentioned this story a week ago.
Yes,
lost
did.
His son.
He told us.
His son was like, I'm done. I'm rooting for the Giants.
He's in good hands. Don't worry. By the time he's 12, he's going to be great.
Okay. So we're at the bus stop.
And he's what, 8 now?
He's 5, that kid.
Oh, yeah.
The 5-year-old picked the Giants. No. So I'm at the bus stop.
Hopefully it's before he's 12 then.
And I said to this kid, his name is Max. I said, hey, Max, you're still rooting for the Giants? Look what they did on Sunday. They suck. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to root for the Giants. So I was like, oh, my God. So I said, all right, Jet, what's the deal, bro? And he said, I'm always going to root for the Jets. He's like, the only sport where he's wiggly is hockey. And it's because Dad doesn't watch enough hockey.
You don't take him to hockey games.
I know, it's my fault. But he's like, no, I'm going to be with the Jets forever. So I'm good with the kids being loyal.
Are you sure you want to do it?
I do. You want to know why?
Why?
Because two reasons. A, I'm selfish. If I'm going to be miserable, I want you to be miserable.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's number one. And number
don't
two.
You want your kid to have joy?
I do, but here's the second part, Teague. The worse it is, and I keep telling myself this about myself. I'm 42. I've seen nothing. The worse it is, the sweeter it will be. When this ever turns around, it will be that much sweeter. And that's what I tell myself. It's what I tell my kids.
No, you're right.
And it's what I tell every Jet fan out there, and Giant fans too. You're part of this to a lesser degree. It will be sweeter when it turns. I promise you.
No, you're right about that. Because I know that just from individual struggles. You appreciate the good times because you realize how bad it was.
Exactly. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Jerry's in Chester, New York. What's up, Jerry?
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jerry.
Could someone please explain to me why there is no good New York sports teams? Why?
I mean, the Yankees are in the divisional round of the playoffs. What are you talking about?
The who? The freaking, oh, by the way, guys, I hate to tell you, Giancarlo Succo is back, okay? He's back at his full utmost suckiness, okay? I can't with this guy anymore. And Judge is dragging along with him. Judge is following right behind him. I'm like, guys, you're killing me.
I
don't know what to do with anymore.
Both guys. This series is not over, and both guys will get another crack at this in Game 3.
Yep.
And they need them. Sometimes you need your best players to come through in the biggest of moments, and both guys haven't, at least early on in this series. And for this series to turn, they're going to need that. But the Yankees do not sucko, and the Knicks do not sucko.
Yeah, the Yankees do not. By the way, keep listening, because in the next hour, we'll be giving away tickets to Game 3 of the divisional series right
now,
here.
Here's how this works to win these tickets. You are going to hear a sound, okay? It's going to be the manager of the New York Yankees who's under fire today.
Catchphrase.
He will be uttering this.
You know, it's all right there in front of us.
Once you hear that, you're cue to call. First caller gets a chance to be in the building to see the New York Yankees take on the Toronto Blue Jays with their playoff lives on the line. Daniel's in Connecticut. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hello.
First
time caller, long time listener.
Well, thanks for calling. What's up?
So I had a question. Do you guys see the Giants making a possible move before the trade deadline for maybe like a Chris Olave or Jacoby Myers?
I don't know, man. Jacoby Myers is the name I keep hearing with the Raiders, right? Yeah. So but I don't know if it makes sense, especially with the team at 1-4, or let's say going forward, if you do the odds game and the next three games are tough. Philly, at Denver, at Philly. So if you're 1-7, does it make sense to trade for a wide receiver?
Yes, under the certain circumstances. I don't think Jacoby Myers is the guy, because I've just come accustomed to the fact that, you know, he's okay. He's average.
Exactly. I don't love, it's not upgrading your room enough to make it worth it.
If I can get a guy who's young, who has a high upside, and who's a part of my plan, not just for this year, but beyond, I absolutely would improve the wide receiver room. But it's got to be the right guy.
Well, interestingly, both of the guys on the squad we just played, the Saints, are free agents soon. I think Rashid Shaheed is this year. I think it's this year. Sean, you can check that. This year or next year, they're both free. And so because they've been bad, and it's remaking of the team with a new head coach and Kellen Moore, there could be available on the trade.
And that makes more sense. Like, 100%. Would I trade for Chris Olave? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he's had injury issues and concussion issues.
But think about this. Receivers that are mostly going to be available are going to be available for some negative reason.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to get the perfect guy. I mean, you're not getting Jamar Chase. You're not getting Garrett Wilson. You're not getting someone of that level.
Those guys don't come free.
And you also don't necessarily need a guy on that level. You need competent wide receivers to put in that room, not just for this year to help develop Jackson Dart, but for next year, so that your wide receiver room isn't Malik Nabers and a bunch of who's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I think you're right.
Or Jags. Isn't that the term you use?
Just the guy.
Yeah.
Just the guy. You never want to be a Jet. Just the guy. The Giants need to upgrade their wide receiver room. And it's not necessarily that I hate Wandell Robinson. I think he's actually a really good possession receiver. He had a ton of catches a year ago, and a lot of them felt impactful. But they need contested ball catchers, because that's what you get in the NFL. Especially with good defensive play that you're going to see throughout the season. So we need contested ball catchers. Who are they? I don't know. Are they? And if they're really good, teams aren't going to trade them.
Yeah, that's why it's not going to be a great list of available players. But if there is a right guy out there and it's not going to cost you a lot before the trade deadline, don't view it as, can they make the playoffs? The Giants are very unlikely to make the playoffs. That's not what it's about. It's about giving Jackson Dart weapons. And it's also about building your roster for next year. Mm-hmm.
They have somebody who can go up and make contested catches.
Little Jordan Humphrey?
He's on the practice squad. Elevate him.
And by the way, Sean Payton loved him. And they had a numbers game.
In Denver, that's exactly what's free.
And so he loved them, but he just couldn't. They didn't have the right numbers out there. I don't know why he wasn't elevated this past weekend.
Well, he better be on Thursday. Enough's enough.
Matt's calling from Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good afternoon, boys. Just have a statement with the Yankees and a question. Tiki. So, I have faith that the Yankees can pull this out. In 04, watching an interview Sunday morning with Tito Francona, then each game is a separate event. We just got to do this one at a time. I got a sinking feeling in my stomach. I'm like, we're dead. And we were right.
Yeah.
I was right. So just each individual game, just one at a time. Tiki, at what age will you stop lifting weights, and have you ever considered being an NFL coach?
I'm never going to stop lifting weights.
He lives during the commercial breaks,
that's
this
right.
guy.
I'm vain. I want to look good without my shirt on.
And I'll answer the NFL coach question. Why the hell would you want to take a job where you're hired to be fired?
Thank you, agent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.